We had to sit in the back of the class and stay after school and clean the erasers when the other kids didn't have to do that.
But both my parents laid down the law,
said you had to go to school. And I had to have been a junior in high school. My sister was the senior. Our high school counselor told us we didn't have to take the SAT test or the ACT test because we were Hispanic women. All we would do was have babies. So we went home and we told our parents. And my mother went in the back room and cried. And then that's when my brother said, it ain't happening. We were very lucky that he was over 6 feet tall. So he walked us down to school and he told our high school counselors, my sisters will take the test. But I remember in order to take the test, you had to have a number two pencil. My sister and I, we had to walk the alleys to find pop bottles because that's when you could still turn them in and get money for them so that we could have money to buy the pencils to go take the test. We both scored really high. My sister got a four-year scholarship to University of Nebraska, and then she got accepted into medical school. You know, my mother would always post our grades on the refrigerator. And if we got straight A's, they were on the refrigerator till the next time we got a report card. And my mother passed away 10 years ago. When she knew that she was ill, she had gone and started making photo albums of us kids. I expected to see family photos that we had of us, but I didn't expect to see the report cards in there. And I didn't expect to see the little graduation announcement when we graduated from high school. Those were in our photo albums, too. One thing that made her feel really good was that all her kids went to school. She was very proud of them.